The Lepine City Council Special Meeting of Wednesday, May 26, 2010, is called to order at 8:11 PM. This meeting is replacing our regular work session and meeting this evening. And we will, first of all, establish a quorum and make sure all staff is here, roll call.
City Recorder Luana Damavell.
Tom Grennan, Counselor.
Mayor Shields.
Counselor Barbara Hedges.
Counselor Dale McAfee.
Counselor Douglas Ward.
Minister Assistant Patty Morgan.
Thank you. All council and staff are present. Attorney Green was excused from this meeting. Okay. Barbara, would you like to lead us in pledge allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. As many of you, or probably most of you know, just prior to this, we had an executive session to do interviews for, hopefully, for selection of an interim city manager. We did, during that meeting, come to a consensus that we would like to offer this job to Rick Allen. Of course, no final decisions can be made in executive session. And so, this is where we make that final decision. I just say that is the consensus, and so what we need to do now is make the
motion.
No, that's not what I wanted. That's okay. Make the selection formal in a public meeting. And we do that through the process of taking a vote. So at this point, I will entertain a motion to offer the job of interim city manager to Rick Allen, subject to negotiation of a successful employment agreement and passage of a criminal background check.
I would so move. I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Counselor Ward, yes.
Counselor McAfee, yes.
Counselor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Counselor Brenner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. All right, and I just want to clarify that with that, subject to negotiation of a successful employment agreement, that means that Roger and Jeremy will be working on that to get that in place and bring that back to us.
And that's the end of a very long process, so we're here.
Okay, we don't have an added agenda items section here, do we?
No, we don't.
But that's okay. Our next item is review of liquor license applications, and I understand we had a new one come in that will be an added agenda item, and we'll just add that right, we'll just add it to the list under number 5. And that is for the Pine Frontier Days Association. Mm-hmm. And, counselors, you have a copy of that. The other two should have been in your packet. So you might want to take a minute to look over this new one. Again, they're pretty routine. It's already gotten the blessing of liquor, huh?
Not yet.
Oh, I thought that's what the process. I thought these come to us after the kind of thing.
No, they can go to them, they can look them over, but they won't sign off on them until we have.
Oh, okay.
So.
But normally they do come to us after they went to the OLCC, don't they?
Some of them have, but that's not their process.
Oh, okay.
So. They might be getting stickier on that stuff, I don't know.
I see. Does anyone have any questions or concerns on any of these?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to make one clarification. Caparel is, the name is also changing to Los Tres Caballos.
Oh.
So.
Yes. Correct. Yes.
Tres Caballos.
Change of ownership and change of name.
Okay. You change your sign yet?
We want to after we get our license, liquor license. The reason is that we're changing the name is because between the brothers, they have all restaurants along the name El Caporal. They decide where when they have a restaurant, they have so many around the area, don't put another one. So his brother is open and here at, ¿cómo se llama donde va a abrir? Mr. Carlos?
In
Sand River, he's up in Sand River. Okay. So he's going to close, but everything will be remain the same. The food, you know, the atmosphere, and we're going to also change good things for this situation that we got. We got our new menus with very good prices on it, so it's going to be good for all our customers.
Wonderful.
And it's one of the things they want to say thank you for your support. You know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wish you continued success.
What is caballos?
The three horses.
Horses, okay.
Los tres caballos means mm-hmm. three horses.
Thinking caballeros. That would be you guys.
Actually, it's really, really weird because his name is Luis. His son is the chef, is Luis. And I'm the manager. He's my father-in-law. My name is Luis too.
Well,
I
don't
the three Luises, right?
Anytime we call, we just ask for Luis.
That's right.
Her name. Yeah. Okay. Then, if no one has any questions or concerns, I think we can approve all of these at once. These are just for the public's information. These are temporary liquor. No. Permanent liquor license for new ownership for El Caporal, which is now Los Tres Caballos. La Pine Rodeo temporary liquor license for July 2nd to 4th. And La Pine Frontier Days Association temporary liquor license. La Pine Frontier Days. Oh, same thing. July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So. I would entertain a motion to approve all three of those liquor license applications as presented.
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mackey, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brandy, yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Come back to all.
Thank you, thank you. And like I said, and from all of you, too, thank you. If you come before there and stuff like that, thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next item is selection, transportation committee member. And, Lana, did you have a...
Well, a lot has transpired through this in the last couple of days. Okay, Transportation Committee is Renee Schifano as representing the resident of the North community. Dennis Davis representing the Planning Commission. And Linda Johnston, which is the new one that came through with a letter of recommendation from the Chamber to represent the Chamber Board member. and that will fill three of the seats. There's only two left needed to be filled, and that's the middle and south residents for the community, for the transportation committee.
Okay, so let me get this straight. There are a total of five that need to be filled, and this fills three of them?
Yes.
Okay.
There's five left to be filled.
Yeah, okay.
This fills three of them. So it's Renee Schifano, Dennis Davis, and Linda Johnston.
I don't know about this Linda Johnston one. We never sit her around. We don't know who she is.
So, Luana, so I have the Dennis Davis as the planning commissioner. Or
actually, you probably should select the planning commissioner first, because Dennis Davis is running for that one, is recommended for that one, and then he will be representing the planning commission on the transportation committee.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So as long as that's understood.
So which one do you want to do?
Okay.
We need a planning commissioner on the transportation committee.
Yes.
Okay. And we don't have...
So he hasn't been selected yet.
He hasn't been selected as a planning commissioner. Okay. Do we have two separate applications for him?
I don't think so.
Planning commission application.
Yeah,
we should have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's planning commission.
I didn't put it in the packet.
It came in first, actually, before, and then the planning commission was the second. But you should have both applications.
Luana, do you want me to pull it from the agenda packet from a previous meeting on the planning commission and make some copies for everybody real quick? Or?
You know, well, it's the same application format, except so we'll be asking the same question. So I think that we can just use this application for both the committee and the commissioner seat.
So the questions are the same, only the...
Well, he has the planning commissioner, which is what he's applying for on one of them.
Yes,
we have that TAC.
We have that
right
in front of us.
So then on the transportation committee, it's representing the planning commission.
Yeah, I understand that.
Right.
I was just wondering if there... Okay, they do have exactly the same questions, just the different committee membership name on that. So, okay. Fine. So I guess then to... do it correctly, like you said, we should move down to number seven, switch number seven and number six. Or how's it easier for you on the, should we renumber them? Is that easier than the minutes? Okay, we'll just jump down to number seven, selection of planning commissioner. And we do have just the one application?
Yes.
Okay.
The one recommendation.
There were a couple of applications, but that's who the planning commission appointed.
Oh, that's right. Recommendation. Does anyone have any questions? Concerns?
No,
is,
I think we're ready.
Is Mr. Davis here?
Field?
Yes.
I was at the planning commission meeting, and that was the recommendation of the planning commission.
Okay. So if there's no discussion on that or no questions, then I would entertain a motion to appoint Dennis James Davis, excuse me, to the planning commission.
I so move.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. All right, now we will move back up to number six and do our selection of transportation committee member. And for those,
how can I have
Tim Molinex stapled to James Davis. I think it's something else.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
The copiers did it.
We don't all have too much to do, I think. Okay.
Copier did jam up a little bit on.
Okay. Selection of transportation committee member. We have Dennis James Davis and Renee Schifano and Linda Johnston. And those, we select all three of those. Those fill three of the positions that we do need to fill, correct?
Okay. That's my understanding.
Any council discussion? Any questions?
No.
No. Everybody's fine?
Yeah.
We're making it easy on you tonight. All right then. With that, I will entertain a motion to appoint the three named applicants to the Lapine Planning Commission.
Right.
Transportation Commission.
Thank you. Transportation Advisory Committee.
Transportation Advisory Committee.
TAC.
Okay. So, is that a motion?
I'm sorry, did you already say?
Well, I did. I was a little clumsy about it, so I can redo it if you want.
Mm-hmm. I so move.
Motion has been made and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hitchish, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brandy, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay, we will move on now to the selection of Utilities Committee member. See, I have Ken Molinex twice now because he was stable behind the other one for me, and I have a single one. Oh, it's been a long week, and it's only Wednesday.
Well, he's the only one.
And he is the only one, though?
That was recommended by the Utilities Committee.
Okay. And how many positions do we have to fill on that one?
That's the last one.
That is the last one? Wonderful. Ken, is he here? He's not here. Well, and we can't ask him any questions, but it's safe to assume he wants to be on the committee because he put in an application and he's been recommended. So, any discussion, questions?
No.
All right, I will entertain a motion to appoint Ken Molinex to the Utilities Committee.
I so move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hitchish, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brandy, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council. And that we could adjourn because we're all very tired. We've been here a long time. But we might have some people who have some questions, comments. So anyone in the public like to say anything?
He says thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Can I just say that to Dan?
Let's adjourn. All right. That I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Members of the Planning Commission and the TAC offer an explanation of why it was so easy to nominate and appoint them tonight, because the difficult part was getting these people to come here to volunteer to be on these committees. That took a long time and was a very arduous process, but congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you everyone very much. People who aren't here, everyone. And yes, thank you for taking the time to make those recommendations. So now, we are... Any staff comments? Good to go then. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Counselor Ward, yes.
Counselor McAfee, yes.
Counselor Hitch, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Counselor Cronin, yes.
Meeting is adjourned at 8:31 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.